Tyler Rouser, the public information officer for North Summit Fire, told KPCW the fire danger is low to moderate so far this summer.
For where we've been in the past years, this year we're at a fairly good stage still in the summertime. We still have low to moderate fire danger in unincorporated county and on the east side of the county as well.
All right. So we have no fire restrictions then?
As of right now, Hennefer Town did meet last night. They had it on their agenda. When I talked to the mayor earlier yesterday, he said that he didn't think that the city would put anything in, but that he just wanted to have it on the agenda before the council to decide.
All right. And what about Colville? Any word
Colville,
there?
I've checked with Colville, Camas, Oakley, and Francis. None of them have restrictions in at this time. Oh. Neither does Summit County.
Rouser said that fireworks bought in Utah are legal in Utah, though he cannot speak for what you can acquire in Evanston, Wyoming, just over the border from Summit County. He said he's also being careful about hazards from the traffic on interstate roads I-80 and I-84.
Yes, hot trucks can do it. Hot vehicles can do it. So any vehicle in general can start a fire. Even a four-wheeler out trail riding can start a fire easily.
He also had this advice for ATV users and others recreating in trail areas.
Stay on designated trails. Don't go out into brush if you're on your four-wheelers or ATVs out in the backcountry. Stay on those designated trails. And if you do happen to start a fire or notice one, immediately notify somebody. Don't think somebody else is going to do it. We'd rather have too many calls coming in about a fire than none. So immediately notify somebody. If it's small enough you feel you can put it out, certainly try to get that out. If we can get something stopped at a small fire, it's much better than if we get into a big major fire.
Rouser commented on a different kind of mishap that occurred last week. A truck carrying some 30,000 honeybees struck some debris on I-80 in Echo Canyon, rupturing the tank and spilling about 150 gallons of fuel. He said county health responded immediately and EnviroCare is preparing to clean up the contaminated soil. Rouser said the incident was not as hazardous as it could have been.
This was a lucky case. It was a big truck. He didn't try and swerve, but a small car may have tried to swerve and we could have ended up with a very serious situation, more serious with lives than we were here.
Yeah. So what happened to the bees? Were they okay?
The bees were okay. We had to use our fire trucks to spray down the bees. That cools them down and causes them to not swarm. Then once we were able to contain the spill and remove the truck, they took the bees back to the county fairgrounds in Colville, where they parked it in a shady spot near the river and continued to put water on them to keep them cool so that they didn't swarm.
Tyler Rouser from the North Summit Fire District. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.